Dockseed brownies. Toast your harvested dockseed after drying and an initial sifting to remove stems, foreign material and loose chaff for 5 minutes at 350°F. Grind the cooled seed in a coffee grinder or anything that will give a fine grind. Approximately 5 cups of seed will make 1 cup of flour. Use room temperature eggs that have been beaten for about 5 minutes to lighten up your brownies. Here is a recipe from learningandyearning.com that seems to have the method down pat. Ingredients: 1 cup butter softened, 1/2 cup pure maple syrup, 1/2 cup coconut sugar, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 3 large eggs, room temperature, 1/2 cup dock seed flour, ^1/4 cup flour of your choice or use all dock seed flour, 3/4 cups cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon sea salt, 3/4 cups chopped nuts. Optional instructions: 1. Heat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Grease the bottom of an 8x8, or 9x9 baking pan. 3. Cream butter, maple syrup, coconut sugar and vanilla extract. 4. Add eggs and beat on high speed for 5 minutes. Don't skip this important step. 5. Combine flour, cocoa, and salt. Add to egg mixture and beat on low until just blended. Do not overblend. 6. Stir in nuts, if using. 7. Spread the batter into the greased pan. 8. Bake for 35 to 40 minutes or until wooden pick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool before cutting into squares. Jumping jack wraps. If you want to try something different, give these garlic mustard wraps a try from discoverwildlife.com. Ingredients: garlic mustard, leaves 20 to 30, couscous 100 grams, vegetable stock 185 milliliters, parsley finely chopped, thyme 1 teaspoon, raisins 1 tablespoon, pine nuts 1 tablespoon, lemon juice 1 tablespoon. Step 1. Blanch the garlic mustard leaves in a pan of boiling water for 3 to 4 minutes. Remove with a slotted spoon. Then dunk in cold water and pat each one dry with kitchen paper towel. Step 2. In a large bowl, cover the couscous with the freshly boiled stock. Cover the bowl with a plate and leave for 5 to 6 minutes, or until all the liquid has been absorbed. Then fluff the couscous with a spoon and stir in the herbs and remaining ingredients. Step 3. Place a teaspoon-sized amount of the mixture in the center of each leaf. Fold the sides in and roll like a burrito. Serve as a side or snack. Pineapple weed tea from growitcookitcanit.com. Makes 132 ounces. Cup ingredients: 1 tablespoon dried pineapple weed or a few sprigs of fresh pineapple weed, 5 fresh mint leaves, honey to taste, a few tablespoons of milk, optional to taste. Heat a kettle of water to just shy of boiling. Put pineapple weed and mint leaves into a French press. Pour hot water into press and let everything steep for 3 to 4 minutes. Press and pour into cups. Stir in honey and milk to taste.